in the tribulation, endurance in suffering, to persevere under great suffering, and they're going to have to because they're going to be hated by the Antichrist. They're going to be hated by the beast. They're going to be hated by the two beasts of Revelation 13 that we studied. They're going to be hated by all of these. They're going to be persecuted. Many events, many circumstances will occur in your life to try to stop you from walking by faith, from just trusting in the Spirit of the living God. What does endurance mean? What does it mean to endure tribulation? And to cases like this, it means to go through the suffering of the circumstances, but to continue to walk by faith. When there is no reason to trust you, God, there is no reason to even assume that you love me, that you care about me, that you care about my marriage, that you care about my health, that you care about my work, that you care about my home. There is no reason to believe you do. In fact, there is every indication, as far as what? The conditions of my life, you don't love me, God. No, I'm going to persevere. Others will laugh at you, like Job's wife. Others will ridicule you. And it's tough. Don't get this idea that it's just rosy, go, oh, through the most adverse things, and I can see, and oh, how I love Jesus. People, it's tough. You're going to cry at night, like some of the prophets. You're going to cry out, why? Because we've spent a long series on why. What else to cry out? How long? How long is this going to go on? That doesn't mean you're not walking in faith. It means you're hurting, but you're not walking away from Him. I'm not going to walk away. But God, how long is this going to go on? See, what if that Job? Job failed. They got him. They crushed his soul. But one thing, Job and David, in the midst of their most horrible night, they didn't walk away from him. They still battled it out. What are you doing to me, God? They endured. Persevered. That's what you do under the most extreme of circumstances. Macrothumia, on the other hand, is concerned with people, with one another. Macrothumia means that your love is long-suffering. It will suffer long without what? What does that mean? It will suffer long without stopping loving them. Still love you. And please remember what that love is. That isn't just a lot of people talk about love, but it doesn't do anything. I love you, but I'm sorry about you. I don't know what I can do with you. I got to separate from you, but I love you. Well, you can take your love and